Halloween is right around the corner. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. This Saturday afternoon and evening, a Halloween Howl will be held at the Elks Lake Pavilion at Lake of the Woods Park in Mahomet. Halloween Howl is an evening of stories, an afternoon and evening of stories, scary stories told by area storytellers, including my guest, Kim Sheehan. There will be two storytelling concerts, one for those who are easily frightened and families with young children, and the second for those over the age of 14 who enjoy a good scare. For this concert, if you're under 17, you've got to be accompanied by an adult. The first show begins at 4 o'clock, the second at 7:30. The cost of admission is modest, not scary at all, and the proceeds will benefit the Mahomet Area Youth Club. Kim's here to tell us more and to tell us a story. Hi.
Hi.
So just how scary are the stories in that second storytelling concert? You got me scared just reading the copy.
Well, we really want to get across the idea that when we say it's for older kids and adults, that we really mean it. I don't expect anybody to be, needing three or four bodyguards to leave at night because they're scared to go out to their cars. But it will, we'll get across the point that this isn't, the belly button monster that we're telling people in the evening.
Okay. And by contrast, the first program is not so scary.
It's exactly.
Totally appropriate for little kids.
Right.
So, who will be telling the Halloween Howl stories?
Halloween Howl is myself and Camille Bourne. We are both members of the Storytelling Guild here in town.
Okay, very good. Well, you want to tell us a story?
Sure.
Okay.
One that is more appropriate for little kids, in case we have any listening. This one's called The Graveyard Voice. Jimmy Turner had it all planned out. He was going to work at Halloween USA over the Halloween season to get money, and then he'd go and work at Walmart over the Christmas season, and he'd have enough money for Christmas presents and starting for that car. You see, he'd just turned 16, and he needed that car. Well, he had to work pretty late. It was now 2 days before Halloween, and when Halloween USA closed, he started walking home that two nights before Halloween. Now, it was starting to get darker and darker earlier in the evening, and he had to walk to the graveyard to get home. He could go on the streets if he wanted, but the graveyard was much shorter, and he was hungry. He'd worked late. So he walked through, and it was pretty dark, and he was doing fine until he suddenly heard this voice. The voice said, "Turn me over. Turn me over." Whew. Jimmy was out of there so fast, he had never run that fast before. Made it home, told his folks about what he'd heard. His father said, "Now you know there's nothing in the graveyard for you to be afraid of." And his mom said, "Sure, there's nothing at all. That graveyard's just fine." Jimmy hated it sometimes when his mom talked in his teacher's voice. But he understood what she was saying. But then his sister, Janine, said, "Well, you know, sometimes there are things in the graveyard you need to be afraid of." Oh, Jimmy didn't know what to do, except the next night he had to walk through the graveyard again. And he decided, if he heard that voice, he was going to go find out about it. And he started walking through the graveyard, and he got into that dark place and around all those tombstones, and he heard, "Turn me over! Turn me over!" He managed to stand in one place for 3 whole seconds before he started running across the graveyard again and making it home, where again his father told him, "There's nothing in the graveyard to be afraid of." And his mother, in her teacher voice, said, "Really, you should learn about this. Graveyards really aren't scary." And Janine said, "I bet it's something awful." Well, the next night was Halloween, and he had to work extra late because a lot of people were coming in at the last minute to pick up their costumes. And he was bound and determined he was going to find out what that voice was. So he walked into the graveyard, and he heard it again. "Turn me over! Turn me over!" And he took a deep breath, and he started walking towards that voice. Closer and closer, he had to go to the very center of the graveyard, and there was a stone crypt surrounded by an iron fence. The iron fence was unlocked. It creaked as he opened it up. And he went to the front door of the crypt, turned the knob, and it creaked as it opened up. And he walked inside that crypt, and there was a coffin. Next to the coffin, there was a barbecue grill. The grill had hot coals, and on top of the grill was a hamburger. "Turn me over! Turn me over!" it said. Jimmy saw the spatula on top of the coffin, went over, turned the hamburger over. "Thank you," it said.
A hamburger ready for some barbecue sauce. That's fun. So that's a story like the stories you'll hear in the first concert
right
at the Elks Lake Pavilion. But they'll be all new material, as they say, right?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Will there be treats?
There will be treats at the Halloween Hall, yes. Things for purchase, and the money for that also will go towards the Area Youth Club.
Okay. Any tricks?
On that one, not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm not one of the planners for that one, though, so they might have something up their sleeve that even I don't know about.
Ooh. I was thinking, you know, great decorations and, I don't know, somebody's
I know
standing,
decorations are going to happen.
Yeah.
But as I said, that one I'm not in the planning on, so I can't tell you exactly what could happen, and I hate to spoil the surprise if I did.
Okay. Now, you're also going to be telling stories on Halloween at the University of Illinois Spurlock Museum in Urbana. You want to tell us about that event?
Sure. It'll be the same type of setup where in the afternoon it's stories that are not so scary for younger children. We are advertising it for kids kindergarten through 8th grade. There'll be two different rooms, one for younger kids and one for older kids, and the tellers will rotate. The evening concert, we are saying, is for 16 and above, and we're not kidding. It will be the scary stories. That one starts at 7:30. In the afternoon, it suggests a donation of $5. In the evening, $5 admission. The tellers will be myself, Dan Ketting, and Kathy Brinkman as favorite local tellers. And then we will also have tellers from the Graduate School of Library and Information Science. So it will be a nice mix of people.
Okay, so that's coming up on Halloween, right, on Saturday the 31st. Now, this Saturday is the Halloween Howl,
right,
Ghost Stories at the Lake. And I mentioned that the admission is not scary at all. It's modest, and it's meant to benefit the Mahomet Area Youth Club. You want to tell us what the admission will be for the 4 o'clock show and the 7:30 show?
Sure.
And then do we need to get tickets ahead of time, or do we just buy them at the door?
For both of these, this Saturday and next Saturday, you buy them at the door. Admission at the 4 o'clock show for Halloween Howl is $3 for adults and $2 for children. And the admission for the scary stories at 7:30 is $5 per person.
Okay. And I also want to let our listeners know that on Halloween, you can tune into our companion station, WILL FM, for 8 hours of the scariest music of all time. The program begins at 4:06 on Halloween and runs until midnight, so it's the perfect accompaniment if you're having a Halloween party following the Halloween event at the Spurlock. It's also a great background to welcome trick-or-treaters.
Exactly.
So there you go. The scariest music of all time begins at 4:06 on WILL-FM on Halloween. And on Halloween, Halloween only, a Prairie Home Companion will be preempted, but you'll be able to hear it, if that's what you'd like to do, on AM 580, a Prairie Home Companion Halloween evening, AM 580 from 5 to 7. That's Halloween only. And let's go back and recap what we know about Halloween Howl now. That's Ghost Stories at the Lake at the Elks Lake Pavilion, Lake of the Woods Mahomet, with storytellers Camille Bourne and our guest, Kim Sheehan. The first concert is from 4 to 4:45, Slightly Scary Stories. This is for families, small children, and, as they say, the easily spooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening, there's another show that begins at 7:30, Scary Stories. And this is for ages 14 and over only. Much scarier stories. Children under 17 must be accompanied by an adult. So there you have it. The Spurlock Museum also hosting a Halloween event on Halloween. The Spurlock Museum is located at 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana. And for more information on that particular event, since it's a little ways out, if you want more information, give the museum a call or check them out online. The Spurlock Museum, 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana. Kim Sheehan, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Always my pleasure.